episode 1268, Moving Little Mountains.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. It is a brand new week. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and I hope you are ready for some relaxation, rejuvenation, and refreshment for your soul. Moving little mountains. How much of your little stuff is getting in your way? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, as much as you think God can move big mountains, He delights Himself in moving little mountains. The little mountains that get in the way of your everyday success. The little mountains that hold you back from where you want to be going. But how much do you let Him in to be there for you, to guide you every step of the way? We can be so forgetful that God cares about the little things, the little mountains, paying the bills, running errands, fixing dinner. Who would have thought He wants to cook right there with you? Cleaning the house, He'll vacuum. Okay, in spirit, He will. Doing the laundry, filing at work. You know, when you're at work and you're doing those little mundane things that you got to do, He wants to be with you right there in the middle of it. Maybe you're learning something new or even watching TV. We think that He is only for the big stuff. But if you stop for just a minute, take a breath. Moving your little mountains can be bigger than moving the big mountain. God delights Himself in moving little mountains. So let God move your little mountains. As you know, we recently moved cross country at the end of January. The move, and this particular move, was probably the toughest one yet for me. And I think this is my, I probably have miscounted, but I think I'm on my 28th move in my lifetime. That's a lot of moves. And in fact, I still have boxes to unpack. But this weekend, I was determined to conquer the little mountains, the ones standing in my way of leading my family and my business. You see, when you have clutter around you, it begins not only to clutter your mind, but it also begins to clutter your heart. And I just felt like I couldn't ever get anything done. I was like, this is crazy. I've got to get this stuff out of the way. It's July 4th coming up. My husband was going to be gone this weekend, is gone this weekend. And I thought, okay, you know what? Now's the time. You can put everything aside for maybe 48 hours and focus on one thing that keeps getting in your way. And it's called boxes. Lots and lots and lots of boxes. Now, if you're wondering how many boxes, go to my Instagram page, which is at Create Your Now, and you will see in my story there. Now, I will post another one. It's probably not going to be totally finished, but you'll see how much we cleared out. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I got to tell you, there was just so much to do. Here we don't have a basement, so everything goes to the attic if we don't want it in a particular room. We're not used to storing things in the heat. My husband was fine with using our theater room for storage. Well, that did not sit well with me. I was like, where are we going to have family movie night? And where are the kids going to bring over their friends? I don't want them always where I'm at watching the movie. That's why we have that room. Well, since he was traveling, like I told you before, I decided to get my rear end gear and get the majority of all boxes unpacked and the attic, plus my office organized, getting it all done. My children absolutely thought I was crazy. And you know what? I probably am. And on top of this, I'm doing a fast this week, this weekend, not this week, but this weekend. And so I'm doing a 2-day fast. And so I'm sitting here lifting heavy things. I'm talking like medical books that weigh, you know, like a fourth of me, and it's heavy. And I have to take those up a whole flight of stairs, another flight of stairs, and then actually put them where they need to go. I thought I was about to die. It was literally a full 2 days of working. And at one point, I felt like giving up. I could not drink enough water. And all I could do is call on God for strength. I literally called out loud. I said, Lord, help me. I said, I need your strength. I can't do this without you. I'd be walking up the stairs. I'm like, okay, Lord, you got this. I don't. And every single time I cried out, do you know those boxes got lighter? Now, were they still heavy? Of course they were. But I had the endurance. I had the strength. I was able to take the next step. And that is really what was key to getting my little mountains, all these boxes, all this confusion, all this clutter out of the way so I can better serve my family and better serve you. Who would have thought that boxes would be getting in the way of my dreams? But they are, they were, but they're no longer. He helped me take each step when I was ready to give up. Who would have thought God was in the moving business? He is in the moving business. He is when it comes to you. You matter to him. Everything you do matters to God. You could be changing your pillowcase and it matters to God. Seriously. The littlest things matter to him. But we just kind of push him away until what? Something drastic happens. Because I don't know where we get this idea that God doesn't want to be in our everyday. And we don't talk to him like that. I've shared with you all before that I literally talk to God as if he's my friend standing right there. And when I was moving those heavy boxes, floor after floor, and I was lifting them, and I would have my children, you know, holding my back just to make sure, you know, to give me some support as I walked up these stairs carrying these heavy, heavy boxes, because I was determined that I was not going to have this clutter anymore. And I knew with God's help, I would get it done. And you know what? Right now, it is recording this. It's 1:39 in the morning that it's going to release. That's how much I've been working on it. God cares about your little mountains. He cares about you right where you're at. When you sit there and poke your eye, he cares about that. And you're like, but that's not a big deal. It is to him. You're a child of God. You matter. So what little mountains are you keeping God from moving? Think about that. I want you to digest that. I want you to think about that question as you go throughout your day. Maybe you're going to the pool with a family. Maybe you're headed off to the lake already and you're listening to this and you're relaxing. You know what? God wants to be right there with you at the lake. He wants to be chilling with you. How cool is it that God wants to be a part of your everyday? Celebrate it. Challenge yourself to find the little mountains that God can help you move. Because when you clear the clutter that you face every single day, those mundane responsibilities and the actions that you have to do and all this jazz, guess what? You clear the clutter in your heart and you open up a door for God to flood you with blessings. Because when you've got clutter around, you've got stuff always happening, and I know I do, so I know you do. There are times that I'm just juggling two or three things at one time. Sometimes I don't know how I keep it all straight. As I was lifting these boxes, I knew that I still had to record an episode. And I was determined. I told the kids, I said, okay, I can only work until this moment because I have to make time to go and record. My family's worth that to me. I'm talking about you, my family. And they know how much I love you. And they're like, Mom, we will help you. And we did. We worked diligently. We got all the heavy stuff up. And thank goodness we did majority of the lifting in the evening. Why? Because it wasn't going to be 120 degrees up in the attic at that time. It's been a hot, hot couple days for us. Luckily, we had some rain come and it kind of calmed down some of the humidity. So it helped. But what little mountain are you keeping God from moving? You're the only one standing in the way. So don't let those little mountains slow you down. God created you on purpose for a purpose. Call on God to intervene, to give you strength, and to move the little mountains. God's got you. As you attack your week, remember that one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Go out and live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.